Have you ever felt disconnected from your emotions during crucial dating moments, or struggled to express what you are truly feeling to a potential partner? Welcome to the Better Love Podcast, where we transform your dating experience through deeper understanding. Today, we are exploring how enhanced emotional awareness can revolutionize your dating life. Your ability to understand and communicate emotions shapes every interaction in dating, from first impressions to developing deeper connections. Many women find that their most challenging dating experiences are rooted in emotional misunderstandings. Whether it is misreading a date's signals, overreacting to perceived slights, or holding back authentic feelings, these emotional disconnects can derail even the most promising connections. But the good news is, emotional awareness is a skill that can be developed and honed over time. In this episode, we will take you on a journey of discovery, uncovering practical tools for recognizing, processing, and communicating emotions effectively in dating. By the end of our time together, you will have a clear roadmap for moving from emotional confusion to clarity and confident emotional expression. Get ready to transform your dating life from the inside out as we dive deep into the power of emotional awareness. You might be wondering how this emotional awareness plays out in real dating situations. Imagine a woman, let us call her Emily, who found herself struggling with anxiety during the early stages of dating someone new. Despite their strong connection, Emily often misinterpreted her date's signals, reading too much into innocent comments or gestures. Unable to distinguish between genuine red flags and her own emotional projections, Emily found herself stuck in a cycle of confusion and doubt. She began to question her own instincts and wondered if she was sabotaging a potentially great relationship. Through working with a dating coach, Emily developed emotional awareness techniques that helped her accurately identify and process her feelings. She learned to separate her own insecurities from the reality of the situation, allowing her to approach dating with a clearer mind and more open heart. The key learning here is that emotional awareness creates space between feeling and reaction, allowing for more authentic connections. By taking the time to understand our own emotions, we can respond to dating situations with clarity and intention, rather than getting swept up in the heat of the moment. This pattern of emotional confusion affects many women in dating, but it can be transformed through conscious awareness. Before we dive deeper into how to cultivate this awareness, let's address some common myths about emotions in dating that might be holding you back from experiencing the full potential of your relationships. As we discuss the common struggles around emotional awareness in dating, you may have recognized some limiting beliefs or misconceptions that seem widespread. Let us address a few of those directly. A belief many hold is that strong emotions during dating interactions must indicate something is wrong or unhealthy. However, the truth is that emotions themselves are simply data points, providing valuable information about our experiences. Psychological research shows that our ability to recognize and understand various emotions actually helps us make better decisions about relationship compatibility. Another misconception is that sharing vulnerable emotions makes you appear weak in a dating context. On the contrary, appropriate emotional vulnerability is a key ingredient for building trust and deeper connections. Numerous studies indicate that emotional authenticity is one of the top predictors of relationship satisfaction and longevity. We may also carry the assumption that we should know exactly how we feel at all times. This places an unrealistic expectation on ourselves. Emotional awareness is a skill, one that develops gradually through practice and patience. The neuroscience shows that our ability to achieve greater emotional clarity improves as we pay mindful attention over time. As we move beyond these limiting beliefs, a new framework emerges, one that recognizes emotions as powerful resources for self-understanding and authentic relating. With this perspective, we can explore the core principles that allow emotional awareness to become a transformational force in our dating journeys. Now that we have cleared up some common misconceptions about dating, let us explore the core principles that can help you navigate the dating world with confidence and clarity. These principles are not about playing games or manipulating others. They are about understanding yourself, communicating effectively, and building authentic connections. The first principle is to know your own worth. You are a unique and valuable person with your own dreams, passions, and qualities. Do not let anyone else define your worth or make you feel like you need to change who you are to be loved. When you have a strong sense of self-worth, you will naturally attract people who appreciate and respect you for who you are. For example, imagine a woman named Lisa who has always been insecure about her appearance. She tends to date men who criticize her looks or pressure her to change. But as Lisa works on building her self-esteem, she starts to realize that she deserves a partner who loves and accepts her unconditionally. She begins to set higher standards for how she allows herself to be treated, and eventually meets a man who truly values her inner beauty. The second principle is to communicate honestly and directly. Many dating problems arise from misunderstandings, assumptions, or unspoken expectations. By expressing your thoughts, feelings, and needs clearly, you give your partner the opportunity to understand and respond to you. At the same time, be willing to listen openly to their perspective without judgment. A real-world example of this is a couple named Jennifer and Mark. They have been dating for a few months, but Jennifer often feels neglected because Mark works long hours. Rather than holding in her frustration, Jennifer calmly explains to Mark how his absence makes her feel. Mark, in turn, shares his own stress about work and his desire to spend more quality time together. By having an honest conversation, they are able to find a compromise that meets both of their needs. The third principle is to stay true to your values and boundaries. In the excitement of a new relationship, it can be tempting to ignore red flags or make compromises that do not align with your authentic self. However, having clear boundaries is essential for maintaining your self-respect and ensuring that you are treated with care. Be willing to walk away from situations or people that do not honor your values. Consider a scenario where a woman named Emily has been seeing a man who pressures her to move faster physically than she is comfortable with. Even though Emily really likes him, she knows that her boundaries around intimacy are important to her. She gently but firmly tells him that she wants to take things slow and that if he cannot respect her pace, then they may not be compatible. By standing up for her values, Emily shows self-love and weeds out partners who are not right for her. As you can see, these principles of self-worth, honest communication, and staying true to yourself all work together to help you create healthier, more fulfilling relationships. When you approach dating from a place of authenticity and self-respect, you naturally invite in people who will cherish and support you. In our next segment, we will explore how to put these principles into practice in your day-to-day dating life. Let us look at how these principles of emotional awareness play out in real-life dating situations that many women encounter. Imagine you're getting ready for a first date with someone new. The nervousness starts to set in, and your mind races with anxious thoughts about how the date will go. In this scenario, you can apply grounding techniques like deep breathing or a quick body scan to calm your nervous system. Take a moment to identify and name the specific emotions you are feeling, such as excitement mixed with fear of the unknown. Acknowledging these feelings helps you stay present and open to genuine connection during the date. Now picture a situation where you have been dating someone for a few weeks, but you are getting mixed signals that leave you emotionally confused. One day they are warm and attentive, and the next they seem distant and hard to read. Here is where emotional differentiation comes in handy. Take time to separate your assumptions and interpretations from the raw emotions you are experiencing. Ask yourself, what do I know for certain based on their actions, and what am I filling in with my own narrative? This clarity helps you communicate your needs and boundaries from a grounded place. As you practice these emotional awareness techniques, you will start to notice some key indicators of success. You may feel more confident expressing yourself authentically during dates, even if it means being vulnerable. Anxiety and self-doubt start to lessen their grip as you trust your ability to handle whatever emotions arise. You will communicate more clearly and directly about your experience, rather than expecting your date to read your mind. Remember, these principles are not about perfection, but progress. Each interaction is an opportunity to deepen your emotional awareness and build your capacity for meaningful connection. The more you flex this muscle, the more natural it becomes to stay anchored in your emotional truth while navigating the beautiful and challenging world of dating. With practice, you will find yourself creating the authentic, fulfilling connections you desire. Now that we have explored how to apply emotional awareness techniques in real dating situations, let us address some of the common challenges that may arise as you begin integrating these practices into your love life. One obstacle you might face is the overwhelming intensity of emotions clouding your judgment in the heat of the moment. When feelings surge, it can be difficult to maintain the clarity needed to respond consciously. A powerful solution is to practice the 90-second rule, which involves allowing your emotions to process physically for a minute and a half before reacting. Neuroscience shows that 90 seconds is the average time for an emotion to move through the body. By giving yourself this brief window to simply feel without acting, you create space for clearer discernment. As you apply this technique, notice your increasing ability to maintain perspective even amidst emotional intensity. Another challenge on the path to greater emotional awareness is the fear of vulnerability that often accompanies authentic expression. Allowing yourself to be truly seen by a potential partner can feel exposing, especially if you have experienced emotional wounding in the past. The key here is gradual exposure through small acts of emotional honesty. Begin by expressing a single genuine feeling, perhaps sharing a moment of joy or a simple personal preference. As you build your vulnerability muscle through these micro steps, observe your increasing comfort with emotional intimacy. A third common stumbling block is difficulty identifying the specific triggers behind your emotional reactions. Without this insight, it can be challenging to respond consciously when activated. An effective strategy is to keep an emotion journal, noting your feeling states and the situations that precede them. Over time, you'll begin to recognize patterns and gain valuable understanding of your unique emotional landscape. Celebrate each new awareness as a sign of your deepening self-knowledge. Remember, integrating emotional awareness is a journey of progress, not perfection. When you encounter obstacles, treat yourself with compassion and curiosity. Each challenge is an opportunity to know yourself more fully and love more deeply. By committing to this inner exploration with patience and persistence, you will cultivate an emotional fluency that transforms your experience of dating and relationships. As we wrap up today's journey of discovery, let us reflect on the transformative power of emotional awareness in our dating lives. We have explored how understanding and communicating our emotions authentically can revolutionize our connections, leading to more fulfilling and genuine relationships. The key insights we have uncovered are that emotional awareness is a skill we can develop with practice, that creating space between feeling and reacting allows for wiser choices, and that expressing our true emotions vulnerably builds trust and intimacy. To begin integrating these principles into your dating life, start with a daily emotion check-in, noting one feeling and its trigger each day. Practice naming your emotions specifically and gradually increase your comfort with sharing them authentically in dating situations. Remember, your emotional awareness is the very foundation for creating lasting, meaningful connections. It is the light that guides you towards relationships that align with your deepest needs and desires. So trust in your emotional journey, knowing that every step towards greater awareness is a step towards the love you truly deserve. Your call to action for today is to begin your emotion awareness journal, noting one feeling and its trigger each day. Embrace this practice with curiosity and compassion, and watch as your dating world begins to shift in profound ways. This is Amanda Collins, because better awareness creates better love. Join our growing community at betterloveproject.com, where we support each other in becoming the most emotionally empowered versions of ourselves. Until next time, stay present with your emotions and open to the beautiful connections that await you.